Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the Ein Shleichu Dvar Aveira, and we saw Pshat and Rabbi Akiva Eiger that he says because it's usher to listen to the Talmud, and therefore Ein Shleichu Dvar Aveira. And we said, so what? Yavid Mahani. Even if you're told something is usher, if you do it, it's still chal. And why is it tolerating Dvar Rabbi Dvar Talmud Yerushalmi? Do you say that it's Dvar Iser, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger? That's why the shlichus is in chal. And also by shogeg, we say, yesh shlichut dvar avera, but if it's a dvar iser, the vort is that it's aser, and you're not allowed to do it. And therefore, you're not considered a shliach. So what does it matter that you're shogeg? So that was what we asked in the first year. Now this is the third year, and we are continuing on. So it appears as follows. Omer moreinu barabeinu chai v'adam lam rabalashin rabo. She'acharei she'heyoto mishulach meha mishaleach. We discussed in the previous shiurim that you have to be acting on behalf of the mishaleach. You are doing this ma'isa on behalf of the mishaleach. That's how the shlichus is chal. However, in this instance where you're doing an iser, him sending you is not a reason for you to do it. You have to be doing it because he sent you. But here, him sending you is not a reason for you to do it, because you're supposed to be listening to the Rav more than the Talmud. So therefore, it's not considered that you were doing it because he sent you. In order for it to be a proper shlichus, you have to be doing it on his behalf because he sent you. But here, you're not doing it because he sent you. Because as far as him sending you, you're not supposed to listen. You're not supposed to do it. Him sending you is not a reason for you to do it. There's this detach between him telling you and you doing it. He could tell you until he's red in the face, but that's still not a reason for you to do it. So why, Taka, are you doing it? If you're not supposed to listen to him, so why are you doing it? The answer is that you're doing al das atzmacha. You're doing it because you want to do it. If you're doing it al das atzmacha, you're not a shliach. If it's a siya machmas atzmo, then that doesn't count for the mishaleach. And therefore there's no shlichus. And that's all b'mezid. But b'shogeg, where you were supposed to listen to the Talmud, you didn't know about the Rav. So why are you doing this? When it's been mazed, say, listen, I know that what God's telling me to do, him telling me to do it is not a reason for me to do it. But I'm doing it anyway. Lama? As they say in modern Hebrew, I don't like this expression, but I'll use it anyway for this moment. Ki bali. That's what I feel like doing. It's a terrible way to live your life, bali. Once heard a shiur from Yaakov Katz Shlita. In modern English, we say, I feel like it. Because I feel like it. No. So that's when you're bemazed. When you're mazed, you're doing because you feel like it. B'shogeg, you're not doing it because you feel like it. You listen to him and you don't know you're doing an aveira. So you're really doing it because he told you, as you're supposed to be doing it. In your mind, in your narrative, you're really supposed to be doing this ma'aseh. So you're not doing it al das atzmacha. And memela, the shlichus is chal, yesh shlichu dvar aveira. Hari b'chai gavna, siyaso machmas divrei ha-talmidi. Lo machmas atzmo. So in such an instance, your asiyah is because of the Talmud, it's not because of yourself. U'maisa asiyah kazeh, So such an asi, if you're doing it on his behalf, it works for him. And that's why Tosis writes B'kama Tuchti in numerous places. Sh'b'chai gavni yesh t'lichu dvar aveira. In the Sefer Imrei Moshe, Moshe Sokolovsky, one of the Gedol Elita, he was born in 1868 on the 19th of Teves. And he was nifter in 1930. He was born, excuse me, in 1868, and he was nifter on the 19th of Teves in the 2nd of January in the year 1931. That's where Moshe Sokolovsky, the famous Imre Moshe. He was born in Rozhinyu, which is near Brisk, in Belarus. And he was called the Rozhinyoy Ilui in 1891, when he was 23 years old. He married Malia, the daughter of Binyamin Khari, who was a wealthy man from Brisk. And already in his first year of marriage, he wrote a sefer Melachas Yom Tov, talking about Sugis and Maseches Beitza, but he didn't publish it. Then the next year, he met Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, who became the Rav of Brisk, and he changed the Shittas HaLimud, and he didn't want to print publish the sefer, because the sefer wasn't Alpi Derech. They say Reb Chaim's Derech is far Matan Torah, Nach Matan Torah, before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah, Reb Chaim's Matan Torah. So he didn't want to write his before Matan Torah sefer and publish it, but his wife ended up publishing it 5 years after he died. And he would learn a good 20 hours a day. He would face the Aron Kodesh, learn 20 hours a day. And Rav Issachar Yehuda Unterman was the chief rabbi of Israel. He spoke about the Imrei Moshe's power of concentration. There's a sefer Encyclopedia Shel Galus by Eliezer Steinman. Other Sfarim also talk about him. And he was the Rosh Hashiva of he was invited by Rav Chaim to the Rosh Hashiva of Taras Chesed in Brisk, but he refused. And in the end, they made a compromise. The person responsible for the yeshiva would be Rav Simcha Zelig Rieger, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, one of the great posek of Brisk. And the weekly shir, the shir klali, was said by Rav Sokolovsky. The Imrei Moshe published in Warsaw on Tafresh Pei Aleph, and that made him famous in the world, in the yeshiva world, 1921. This is one of the Sifrei Yisod. And he was giving a shir on Zika in 1931. And he suffered a damam toch mochi. He had a stroke, and he died a week later. And his place was taken by the great Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Kaplan, who afterwards was the Rosh Yeshiva, and Mashgiach in Beis Medrash Elyon in Muncie. And he was the son-in-law of Rav Yerucham. In any event, we went a little far afield over here. So what is the Imrei Moshe saying? Siman Lamed Hey. Hinei Atos Sfir Lai Demand Arina Shechad Varavir Mitam Dibur Rav Dibay Atamid. Ein HaKavana Shesavar HaMishalech Shalei Shmalo. It's not pshat that the Shliach, the Mishalech held, that the Shliach isn't going to listen, as some hold, right? That the Shliach isn't going to listen. So in Mele we say that Ein Shalech Hadav Varavir, no. Rakikar Atam, the Svaru, the Divrei Rav, Vim Kein Bavad, the Zeh Shliach Lo Nisratzim Eolam Liyo Shluchah Shalom Mishalech. Since Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishom, and the Shliach never wanted to be the Shliach of the messenger of the Mishaleach. V'afti chazin and lebesoif to osa ha'maisa hazeh, the tzivo isa ha'mishaleach, lo machma shlichus ha'was hazeh. Rak adayte denavshe, even though in the end he did what the Mishaleach told him, but it wasn't because of the Mishaleach. He did it adayte denavshe. He did it of his own will, of his own volition. Uvim lo haya kavanoso la'asa dover adayte denavshe, v'ad lo yetsa machma sivu shal mishalchoi. He wasn't doing it al das atzmai. He wouldn't have done it al das mishalchoi. Okay. Similarly, writes the Makne Ayin Shem. In other words, his point is that he's not doing it because of the kavan of the mishalech. He's doing it because of his own kavan, his own intention, his own will, because he knows that God doesn't want him to listen. So he obviously doesn't care about what other people are telling him. He's doing because what he wants to do is what he wants to do. But if it was because of some external heteronymous source, then why listen to the Talmud? You can listen to the Rav. Of course you should listen to the Rav. So it's not heteronymous. It's not coming from the outside. It's coming from him. He decides that he wants to listen to himself. So that's similar to what we're saying. And memeila, you can't be a shliach if you want to listen to yourself, if you're not acting on the other person's behalf, on the mishaleach's behalf. V'zeh mevu'ar mima shekotev Rashi b'daf membet amud bet b'divur maskil ein shliach. Rashi kotev ein shliach chashuv shaliach l'dvar avera sheyischayev sholchoi ela harehu ka'oise me'elov. So the shliach is not considered a shliach, the dvar avera, that the shaleach, that the sender, should be mischayev, should be responsible, but rather it's like he's oise me'elov. It's like he's acting on his own, not because of the mishaleach. והרי מובן מאליו, שאם אינו שליח, הרי הוא כוסה מאליו. זאת אומרת, יש פה לשון מיותרת כאן ברשי. רשי כותב שאין שליח חשוב שליח לדבר עבר שישחייב שלחו, אל רי כוסה מאליו. ברור שהוא עושה מאליו. He's not doing it because of the משלח. So he's עושה מאליו. והרי מובן מאליו הוא שאם אינו שליח, הרי הוא עושה מאליו. כוסה מאליו. ולמי כוספי רשי? אז למה רשי צריך לכתוב את זה? דבר כל פשוט. ומשמע, שאת יסוד הדין, במיתיים אין שליח חושב שליח לדבר עבירה, ביר בזה רשי. Rashi is telling us the yisod adin. Why is he not considered a shliach l'dvar aveira? And Rashi is telling us that he's not a shliach l'dvar aveira, it's because he's ka'oise me'elav. And that's as we're explaining, that because he shouldn't have listened to the Talmud, Hare asiyoso kedivrei ha-Talmud, when he does follow the Talmud, it's not considered that he's doing it because he was sent. It's considered as if he was doing it because he wants to do it. That's what he feels like doing. And if he's doing it because of himself, it doesn't count for anybody else. So Rashi is telling us, the Yisoid Adin, why is he not considered a shliach? First, so Rashi first says, Ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Ein shliach chashuv chashliach l'dvar aveira sheyischayev shalcho. He's not considered a shliach. Why not? What's the yisod adin? Why is he not considered a shliach? Because he's oseh me'elav. He's not doing it because the other guy told him. Again, as I'm understanding it, if he was doing it because of an external source, then he should be doing it because of the Rav, not because of the Talmud. And he didn't. He followed the Talmud. So why then is he doing it? So it's not about the Talmud. He wasn't supposed to listen to the Talmud. He's doing it because he wants to do it. He's doing it adayte denafshe. He wasn't supposed to listen to what the Talmud told. He's supposed to listen to the Rav. So milat adayte denafshe. So you can explain it objectively, or you can explain it subjectively. You can explain it more objectively and say, there's a command of the Rav, there's a command of the Talmud. He's following the Talmud, he wasn't supposed to. So that doesn't count. Because he was supposed to listen to the Rav. So memela, since it doesn't count that he's listening to the Talmud, so he's not representing the Talmud. Or he can explain it subjectively. As I said before, that if he was doing it because of an external, in his mind, in his narrative, if he's listening to somebody on the outside, he should certainly be listening to the Rav, not to the Talmud. So why is he doing it? Is he really doing it because the Talmud told him? What is he, stupid? Why would he listen to the Talmud and not to the Rav? The answer is, because it's not about the external source. It's not heteronomous. It's autonomous. This is what he wants to do. And this is what he wants to do. He's doing it for himself. He's doing it for himself. And Rashi shem kotev, she'imu muzhar v'chulei, hasam patur ha-mishalech, damrinan lei, Divrei Arav, v'divrei Atalmud, divrei Mishaymin, v'lo hayeloi lasos. So, Gemara there is talking about Ravina. Ravina says, where do we say in Shlichat Varaveira, where the Shlich is a Bar Chiyuva? But the Chatzar is not a Bar Chiyuva. Since the Chatzar is not a Bar Chiyuva, so then there, if the Chatzar does the Aveira, then the Mishalech is Chayiv. And therefore, if it goes into someone's chatzar, the geneva, and he's kona the geneva through his chatzar, so he's going to be chayiv, the mishaleach, and not the chatzar is not a bar chayiv. So therefore, it's the mishaleach who's chayiv. But when we talk about when there is a shliach l'dvar aveira, is where the shliach is a bar chiyuv. And Rashi says she'afu musar. The shliach is musar, and therefore the mishaleach is pater because devarad devaretem itom mishomin, and he shouldn't have listened. So lechor, it's not like Rashi says in Kiddushin. Rashi in Kiddushin says it's ka'osem me'ela. And here he says he shouldn't have listened. Lo haya lo lasos. So which one is it? Is it ein shliach l'dvar aveira because it's ka'osem me'ela, or k'd lo haya lo lasos? Based on what we said, it's really all one. And that is that even though l'maisa he did it, because he was sent to do it, and therefore he did it. But he should not have done it. And that's Rashi and Bava Metzia. Lo haya lo lasos. Since lo haya lo lasos, again, we explained it objectively. The sending wasn't a reason for him to do it. There was no objective reason for him to do it because he was sent. Because there was a higher reason for him not to do it, i.e. the Rav. Or subjectively, that the sending taka wasn't the reason he did it. Because if it was about a heteronymous command, a command coming from outside of him, then he would have listened to the Rav. So who is he really listening to? He's really listening to the Talmud. L'hayo lo lasos. He shouldn't have listened to the Talmud. He really should have listened to the Rav. So when he was listening to the Talmud, when he ended up doing it, why did he do it? He did it because he wanted to do it. And if he did it because he wanted to do it, then it's kenasa me'elav. So either way you have it, the higher command of the Rav is mevata what the Talmud says. What Hashem says is mevata what the Talmud says. And therefore, if he's doing it, he's not doing it because of the Talmud. Why is he doing it? He's doing it because he wants to do it. Either because we say objectively that the Rav, what the Talmud says is not a reason to do it. Not a reason to do it, because the Rav says to do otherwise. So objectively speaking, that what the Talmud says isn't a reason to do it, so you can't say that he's acting on behalf of the Talmud. Or that in his mind, he knows that the Rav tells him otherwise, and he's still listening to the Talmud. Why would he listen to the Talmud and not the Rav? So that's because he feels like doing what he wants to do. Not because it's the right thing to do. What he's supposed to do. He's not acting on behalf of the Mishalech anymore. Because there's a higher Mishalech, and he's ignoring the higher Mishalech. So who's he really following? He's really following himself. So it's both. The two Rashis complement each other. And Rashi above Metzia, he writes Tchilas Hatam. Because he's explaining there that when a shliach is not a bar chiyuva, yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. Because there's no lo haya lo lasos. There he's not a bar chiyuva, the chatzar, so what do you want from the chatzar? So the chatzar was supposed to do what it did, and therefore it's a shliach for the geneva. And in Kedushin, Rashi writes the end of the reason. Since lo haya lo lasos, now what he's doing is ka'anasa me'ela. Since he wasn't supposed to do it, Now when he does what he does, it's not being done on behalf of the Mishaleach. It's like it's done by him for himself. So it comes out lemaisa, it's kaisem eila. So Rashi is just following the halach of the sugyas. In the sugyan above Mitzia, he's explaining that a shliach is not a baruch yuva. And therefore hayalo lasos, he was supposed to listen and it was kona the gneva. But a person is lo hayalo lasos. And since it was lo hayalo lasos, then like we say in the Gemara in Kiddushin, Rashi in Kiddushin, it's kenasim e'elav. It's not, he's not doing it because we don't view it as if he's doing it because of the Mishalech. He's doing it on his own. And if you're not acting on behalf of the Mishalech, then there's no shlichus. With this, we can explain a Mukhe Yosef and Baba Kamada Fayin Tesam and Aleph. And that, sweet friends, is our avoda in Mirtz Hashem for the coming shir. And I thank you so much for listening. This was quite awesome. And we should continue singing Neflos Mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. And Ani Mekaveh שההזנה הייתה עריבה עליכם, כמו שמסירת השיעור הייתה עריבה עליי. בעזרת השם נמשיך, יש לנו עוד דרך ארוכה ומרתקת בסוגיה הזו. אז נא להישאר עמנו, ובלי נדר אנחנו נמשיך בשמחה ובטוב לבב, מרוב כל. שלום שלום, אהוביי, ידידיי, מוריי.